Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey there. Okay, quick note here off the top. There are a lot of swear words, and I mean a lot, in the first part of today's show. So if that is the kind of thing that bothers you, or if you don't want your kids to hear it, or whatever it is, be aware of that. Okay, here we go. The former head of PR for the Santa Anita racetrack says he was fired for refusing to lie about horse deaths.
I want them to eat those words and apologize to him literally for what they did, because it's complete bullshit. No, horse shit, I guess, since we're dealing with a racetrack.
It's February 7th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, on their sixth day, the anti-deportation protests downtown get violent. Somebody was stabbed.
And there are a number of police officers who've been surged here. They've got their batons, they've got protected headgear. I gotta get out of the way. This is a whole new tone.
And one of our reporters shows a family in the Palisades how their home was saved.
They didn't know the whole story about the firefighters playing defense all night long with the wind blasting through. I showed them my video.
This is a home that's burning just on PCH.
And don't look now, but there's an asteroid headed for the Earth. All those stories coming up right after this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Another reminder, can't say I didn't tell you, there are many swear words in this story, so do what you will with that. The longtime head of publicity for the Santa Anita racetrack is suing. He claims he was fired for refusing to lie about the big spike in horse deaths back in 2019. 37 horses died at the park that year. It became a big national story. Mike Willman says he refused to deflect the blame away from the park and onto the horse trainers. He says the company's lawyers told him to claim he didn't remember certain things. And when he pushed back on all that, they fired him. Santa Anita claimed it was not a cover-up. The firing was over an incident when Willman swore at a coworker. Here's how his lawyer, Charles T. Matthews, sees that.
They fired the guy for using the word bitch. It wasn't like he really was calling her a bitch. Those casual, oh, you bitch, come on. I want them to eat those words and apologize to him literally for what they did, because it's complete bullshit. No, horse shit, I guess, since we're dealing with a racetrack. Think about it. If somebody were to come to you and say, shit, I heard you use the word fuck, I'm going to fire you for that. I never counseled you. You've never been disciplined before, but it's so offensive. Now, fuck is a much worse word, I think, Eddie. Bitch. I mean, you can call a guy an asshole. Okay. All right. I mean, I can't think of any boss I've ever had that I didn't say to him to his face more than once, you're an asshole.
Thank God for podcasts, right? Okay. But we asked him what did happen in that incident, since he doesn't deny that his client used the word.
He had an assistant who worked for him, a young lady who was considerably younger, about 35, I think, her age, something like that, who is buddy-buddy with the president of the organization, another lady, who was one of the people who really wanted Mr. Willman taken out. So one day they were doing something and she made some wisecrack to him or said something. And he says, "Oh, you bitch, how can you do that to me?" as a joke. She then, as soon as he went around and left the area, went to the president of the organization and said, "Oh, I've been sexually harassed. I'm offended. He's harassing me." And they then, within a matter of minutes, they go to another lady within the organization who's head of human resources. They come down and they suspend this man who's been there for 19 years because supposedly he did say, make use of the word bitch in making a joke.
Okay, of course, we asked Santa Anita to comment on this, and it says predictably it will not comment on a pending lawsuit. All week, downtown L.A. has been the site of pro-immigrant, anti-deportation protests of sort of varying intensities. One day they were on the 101. Today, it got violent. Somebody was stabbed. Somebody else was beaten during the noon hour. Craig Figner was right in the middle of it, and he was there as the police arrested the stabbing suspect in Grand Park.
So this is what I've seen. One younger person has been arrested, and there's a crowd, an angry crowd of people yelling at the officers who made the arrest. This person's in the back of a squad car. I believe that person's probably connected to what was described first as some sort of scuffle or pushing and shoving between protesters, and a person was injured, stabbed. But I did see a young person, a man, loaded into a Los Angeles City ambulance, and then this arrest happening almost simultaneously. And there are a number of police officers who've been surged here. They've got their batons. They've got protective headgear. I've got to get out of the way. This is a whole new tone because, again, sixth day, the other protests were loud, but I'd say largely peaceful except for the graffiti. But this is the first time we've seen somebody injured and the first time that I have seen an arrest.
Yeah, first time in 6 days of protests, and last we heard, that stabbing victim was in critical condition. Today is 1 month since the fires in Los Angeles. When the Palisades fire first broke out, a lot of people tried to protect their homes by hosing them down. One couple, Craig Booth and his wife Rochelle, gave up that fight and ran out of there. Their home ended up surviving. They didn't really know what had happened after they left. But my colleague John Baird was there 12 hours later to see it in the middle of the night as the fire crews worked to save a bunch of homes, including theirs. And he was able to give them the full picture of how it happened.
The couple had been back in their home just a few days when I walked up the sidewalk. Rochelle Conroy was on the phone.
I was talking to Michelle, the girl who's helping me. I'm like, "Oh my God, there's someone walking in the neighborhood."
I knocked on the door and she explained that on January 7th, when the fire exploded, they did what they could.
It was absolutely frightening. He was on the roof watering everything down. I was watering the street. I was watering the cars. I was watering the plants.
When they finally took off, they thought it was over, but they didn't know the whole story about the firefighters playing defense all night long with the wind blasting through. I showed them my video.
"This is a home that's burning just on PCH.
Wow, I thought these were going to burn like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon."
No, they didn't. And these crew members, well, they were on fire, so to speak, and saved all of the homes, including hers.
Then I just started crying. I'm like, "Oh my God, get our house is standing. It's still there."
Yes, it is. And now they're back at it with a portable generator and just about everything they need.
We've got water, we've got power, we've got gas.
They're missing just one thing: neighbors.
On Monday, Craig went to work. I was the only human being here.
Unfortunately, that might not change for years. It's going to take that long for a lot of people to rebuild. And in the meantime, there is a new warning out for victims of the fires.
"Hi, Magic Johnson here. I want to send love to L.A.
This is a video of Magic Johnson that the governor's office released, and he's warning about real estate scams.
"Too many of you are getting hit up out of the blue by people making unasked for lowball offers on your property. You do not need to take these offers. This is your land and you know what it's worth. These kind of offers are currently illegal because of Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order. If you get one, you can report it to the law enforcement agencies like the LA District Attorney or the California Attorney General. The physical things may be gone, but the community is still there.
That PSA came out from the LA Rises initiative that brings together local business leaders, including Magic Johnson, plus the chairman of the Dodgers, Mark Walter, and Casey Wasserman, who heads the LA 2028 Olympic Committee. As I said at the top of the fire stories, this is 1 month. Hard to believe. KNX News is doing a one-hour special today, airs on the radio with six victims, survivors of the fires, telling their stories, saying what they need now, what they think they're going to need going forward.
Lost the house and we lost absolutely everything. Oh, we're rebuilding. And everyone that I talk to, we're saying the same thing. We're going to rebuild our homes. There's many families like my family that are generational in Altadena.
We invite you to listen. By the time you hear this, it probably will have aired on the radio already, but it'll be available anytime on demand. KNXnews.com, on the Odyssey app, on the KNX News page.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't look now, but an asteroid about the size of half a football field is headed toward the Earth. Yeah, just what you wanted to hear on a Friday afternoon, right? With a 2.2% chance of making a direct impact in 2032. It might not sound like much, but it could end up being one of the closest near misses we have seen in decades. We talked about it with David Rankin, who's a researcher at the University of Arizona, where they hunt for asteroids and comets and things. And he says this probably isn't a planet killer, but has the potential to do a lot of damage.
There's a lot of variables there. It depends a lot on the angle of attack that it hits the planet at, what the asteroid is made of, and its relative velocity and its size. So there are variables. We believe it might, it's probably a stony asteroid. It's not made out of solid metal, which would, you know, be much worse than, you know, something made out of stone. The impact energy is estimated by JPL to be around 7.5 megatons of TNT, which is a lot. It's probably comparable to about 500 Hiroshima bombs.
500 Hiroshima bombs, he said. If the asteroid is headed for the Earth, it might break apart in the atmosphere, might not actually hit.
An ocean impact would probably be the safest option. And modeling has shown that asteroids with this composition, they're coming in fast. So you have to realize these things are, you know, 40 plus thousand miles per hour. So the Earth's atmosphere is actually like concrete. It has to punch through. So if it's not made out of metal and it's only, you know, around the size range that this one is, it probably won't have a huge impact on the ground. You could get what's known as an air burst, which is basically a really big fireball as this thing basically vaporizes in the atmosphere. And that can do a lot of ground damage in an area above land. But modeling shows that an asteroid this size possibly wouldn't make a very significant tsunami. So an ocean impact would actually be ideal.
Rankin says there are a ton of things that make an exact forecast impossible. Not the least of which is that, you know, we're talking about something that's 7 years away.
You know, this asteroid is going to pass pretty close to us. That's pretty much a given at this point. within, you know, the distance of the moon's orbit, maybe a little bit wider. The issue is that there's some uncertainties with the measurements of the asteroid. So the best way to think about this is if you have a stick that's 5 feet long and you move your hand a fraction of an inch, there isn't much motion on the other end of that stick. Now imagine that stick is millions of miles long. If you move your hand just a tiny bit, you're going to have really big movement on the other end of the stick. And so the movement in this case of your hand is comparable to tiny measurement errors.
Okay, he's going on and on to say we don't really know the exact trajectory and it's really hard to predict. One question that I have, and I think a lot of people have, is do we have the technology at NASA or any place else to move an asteroid out of the way if it's really going to hit the Earth?
We actually already demonstrated that. There was an asteroid mission that was launched a few years back that that impacted a smaller asteroid that was orbiting a larger asteroid. Intentionally, we sent a spacecraft to impact it. It was called DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. And basically what we demonstrated, or I should say what NASA demonstrated with that test, is that we do currently have the capability to modify the orbit of an asteroid if we need to. So that was a pretty significant moment in human history. And it just happened recently. So the timing is apropos for this rock being discovered.
Yeah, so this is the one we can see now. He says that even with these kind of advanced detection capabilities we have, there is still a chance that a dangerous asteroid could sneak up on us without being detected in advance. Sorry to leave you with that, headed into a weekend. This is the LA Local for the 7th of February, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM to stay connected over the weekend. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News and follow us there. Have a great weekend. I'm off next week, but we got some guest hosts who will keep you company until I get back. Have a good one. Stay safe. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.